Happy new comic book day, guys. I have some news for you. I am Troy from Talk Nerdy to Me. This is the Daily Nerd Brief. Let me jump right into the news and tell you what's going on this Wednesday. Disney streaming service is going to produce their own series using major characters. They have so far, it's a pretty substantial rumor. They have not disputed this yet. They are going to have Loki and Scarlet Witch as two of the first two shows. They're looking at actually using Hiddleston and Elizabeth Olsen, the same ones who play those roles in the movies, to be in these series. Don't get your hopes up about crossovers or bringing the other stuff in, like Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or any of the Netflix series. Those are produced under ABC Studios. This Disney one is going to be produced under Marvel Studios. They may in the future bring those under Marvel Studios, but as it stands right now, I guess they have contracts with ABC and with Netflix that they can't break, or they could break it, but it costs them a lot of money. So just be happy that Disney is going to have the Marvel superhero shows on their streaming service, which is supposed to launch sometime in 2019, next year. WWE wrestling fans, you're going to get to see Shawn Michaels, fan favorite guy, return. He is coming back, teaming up with Triple H to take on Undertaker and Kane. They're thinking it's going to be at November at the Crown Jewel event in Saudi Arabia. Shawn Michaels kind of was semi-retired. He hasn't actually wrestled in quite some time. He has been active in WWE as a trainer and doing some of the TV shows and what have you. He's ready to come back. He's going to team up with Triple H, and they're going to take on the Dead Man and Kane. That, like I said, that's going to, let's see, maybe October 6th in Australia. Interesting. Yeah, Shawn Michaels fans, you're going to get to see him wrestle again. Netflix is producing a live-action Avatar series. Now, before you guys start freaking out and screaming about how much you hated the M. Night Shyamalan, ding-dong, his live-action of the Avatar, I know fans of the cartoon and the books absolutely hated it. This one is supposedly going to be more true to the book. They even went so far, they threw some shade at M. Night, saying that they were not going to whitewash their cast. That was one of the big complaints, that the actual races weren't represented. They had way too many white people that were playing roles who were not supposed to be white. Netflix says, nope, not going to happen on our show. There's no release date or casting put out here yet. I gotta believe Netflix is going to throw a lot of money at this, make it work. Avatar is such a huge license. I would love to see this go the course and actually lead right into Korra. They should do a live-action Korra right after this. That would be amazing. So in the near future, look for live-action Avatar Last Airbender on Netflix. Comic accurate Avatar. I'm sure you guys remember the Saturday Night Live sketch with Kylo Ren, Adam Driver, where he played undercover boss on the Starkiller base. Adam Driver's coming back. He is going to host Saturday Night Live again for the season premiere. Saturday Night Live returns for the 44th season. That's a long time. On September 29th. It's going to be co-hosted Adam Driver and Kanye West. Kanye's hosted it a few times, and honestly don't care about Kanye West. I do want to see more Adam Driver skits, especially Star Wars-based Adam Driver skits. The undercover boss one was just brilliant. It was perfect. If they can do some more like that, it would be great. Adam Driver's done other shows and movies. but most people know him as Kylo Ren. So let's hope that Saturday Night Live, the writers, can capture lightning in a bottle twice, and we will get to see another really cool Star Wars parody on Saturday Night Live when they return September 29th. Comic book fans, Wolverine, you know, has been dead for quite some time, and now he is back. They've been doing the hunt for Wolverine across a bunch of different little miniseries. Plus, he's made cameos in some other books. They've really drawn it out about as much as they can, doing their little money grab. I wish they'd just get it over with. Well, they are. Today, new comic book day today, on the shelves is Return of Wolverine number 1. This is not the first time he's returned from the dead. Probably won't be the last. You know how comics go. Nobody stays dead except Uncle Ben. This one is done by Steve McNiven. The artwork is just awesome. Return of Wolverine, he's been back. It's not like Return of Wolverine, you're going to see him pop out of that adamantium encasement he was in, because he's been back for a while. That encasement, they found it empty. So on Return of Wolverine, I don't understand exactly what they're going to do for his return. Maybe they finally catch up to him and question him about what happened, what transpired. We'll find out. It's on shelves today. Go pick it up. Return of Wolverine, major Marvel character. Speaking of other major Marvel characters, Professor X, Charles Xavier. Everybody knows that, well, not everybody, most people know Charles Xavier has a son named Legion, one of the more powerful Omega level. If there was Omega plus level, Legion would be there. Dude is crazy powerful. Professor X has more than one kid, we're finding out. Yeah. He has a son and a daughter. And Mr. Rogue and Gambit, if you don't remember, they got hitched coming out of the advertised wedding of Colossus and Kitty Pryde, who didn't get married. But then Rogue and Gambit stepped up and said, hey, you know, the preacher's already here, let's do this. So they got married. On their honeymoon, they were sent a message by Kitty Pryde saying that the Shi'ar Empire needs some help, since they were already out in space on their honeymoon. They did that. They grabbed they had this egg, and out of that egg hatched a small clone replica, kind of Rogue. They're going to be explaining in Mr. and Mrs. X number 3. If you don't like spoilers, don't listen. That egg, it just looked like Rogue because it was a mental projection. Come to find out, that is the daughter of Lilandra, one of the Shi'ar priestesses, one of the high-level Shi'ar people, and Charles Xavier. That's no secret that they had a little romantic relationship going. They've shown that throughout the comics. And I guess Shi'ars must lay eggs, or I don't know. I'm not sure how this works. Maybe it was cloned through an egg. Anyway, that is... she's the offspring of Charles Xavier and Lilandra. She finds out about her parent, because both of those guys are supposedly dead. Lilandra is supposedly dead. Professor X was killed by Cyclops after Avengers vs. X-Men. He's kind of back now. A lot of people don't know it. A lot of the X-Men don't know it. But yeah, they were both supposed to be dead. The daughter scans Rogue and Gambit's mind to find out about her parents. She blends the two names of Professor X, you know, Charles Xavier and Lilandra, and she comes up with Xandra. She tells everybody to call her Xandra. She takes on a appearance that is more of a mix between her parents now. And that's where we're at with that. We will find out just how powerful she is, I'm sure, in upcoming issues. But we also, it'd be interesting to find out what Legion thinks about being a brother. Who's going to break the news to him? Anyway, we'll move on to, speaking of romantic relationships, Thor. Thor is, he's been crushing on She-Hulk, Jennifer Walters, for a little while now. In her new form, you see her, she's not the svelte, thin powerhouse. Now she's the more bulky power lifter looking type powerhouse, and her and Thor have been they've been flirting. And after Avengers number 700, I guess they're going to actually, Jason Aaron is going to let them hook up. They're going to be a couple. I think they would be the very definition of a power couple. They're both just way, way overpowered. That you're gonna see this in Avengers number 11, written by Jason Aaron. It's gonna be 32 pages. I like I told you yesterday, this 32 page length is starting to be a common thing now rather than the, like 24. And that's coming out in December. So you're gonna get to see Thor with his metal arm and his new hammer hooking up with She-Hulk in her new bulked out form. That's going to be kind of interesting. Infinity Wars. Out of Infinity Wars, they have this Gamora has the stones, and she doesn't want to kill half the population like Thanos did. She decides she's going to fold the universe in on itself so it's not so big. And in so doing, she accidentally merges characters together, which gives us Infinity Warps. I think I've already told you about Soldier Supreme, who is Doc Strange and Captain America merged together. I've told you about the new Wolverine, who is Wolverine and Emma Frost merged together. There's Spider-Man and Moon Knight is going to be merged together, called Arachnite. The newest one, this one's kind of really weird. It's the Punisher, but he is merged with Power Pack. Power Pack is a little group of little kid superheroes. I think Franklin Valeria Richards and a couple other little kids. So you got this little kid, Frank Castle, with the skull on his chest, and it's just, he's got all the superpowers too. And I find that one a little disturbing, honestly. I guess we'll find out when it comes out in December. It's Infinity Warps number 2. We will find out just how weird this character is, or if it's actually going to be a really good character. Don't know. It's another 32-pager. Like I said, that's a common length now. You're going to start getting more pages for your buck. Okay, it's Avengers. Avengers comics. If you're an Avengers fan, you might want to put this on your Christmas list to have somebody get it for you. It is a Avengers Comics box set, hardcovers. It's just massive. It's over, all total, all pages, over 2,600 pages of Avengers stories. You're going to get stories like the Avengers, the Kree-Skrull War, Defenders War, Celestial Madonna, Korvac Saga, Under Siege, Gatherer Saga, Morgan Conquest, Avengers Forever, Avengers Disassembled, and Avengers Final Host. Now, all these hardcovers come with a slipcover. If you don't know what a slipcover is, it's a little case that you can slip the hardcovers in, and you know, it's decorated with Avengers stuff all over it, and you see the spines facing out. It is just massive. Like I said, over 2,600 pages. It's also got a massive price. This thing is going to sell for $500. Like I said, put it on your Christmas list. Put it on there now early so your loved ones can start saving and be able to afford this thing. It comes out, I want to say, late November. I don't see a date. It comes out before Christmas, so it'd be a perfect Christmas present. Like I said, put it on your list. Write Santa. Tell him you want the Avengers box set. And if you were good enough, you'll get that. If not, you're going to get a lump of coal. Star Wars. Star Wars comics are starting to get interesting again. They're going to revisit the prequels, the original trilogy of prequels, with Star Wars Age of the Republic. And out of this Star Wars Age of the Republic, they're going to be subtitled for different characters. They're all going to be like one-shots. They're starting out with heroes and villains, so you're going to get to see the bad guys too. You're going to get to see Darth Maul. There's going to be a Darth Maul one-shot, a Qui-Gon Jinn one-shot. They have plans for Obi-Wan, Jango Fett, which you don't really see a lot of Jango in the comics, Anakin, Count Dooku, Padme, General Grievous, and just a slew of others they haven't announced yet. So if you, in lieu of doing the movies, I guess, to give you backstory on a lot of these characters, they're going the comic book route. Probably a lot more affordable, and they won't lose as much money if it doesn't do as well as they want at the box office. So look for Star Wars Age of the Republic one-shots starting to come out in January, and I believe they're going to put one out a month. So you can get your Star Wars fix through comics and find out a little of the history. Still in the vein of Star Wars, if you paid attention in Rogue One, you got to see Darth Vader's castle on the planet Mustafar. And if that name sounds familiar, that's because that's where Anakin got his arms and legs cut off by Obi-Wan and left to die, and the Emperor came and saved him. Well, he has convinced the Emperor to let him have this planet for doing all of his bidding. Emperor's like, yeah, sure, it's yours. Nobody wants that planet anyway. He finds a long-hidden Sith cave. He builds his grand castle on top of that, which is basically, it's not much of a castle. It's more of just an obelisk. It's this tall, forbidding, brutal-looking structure. He's able to channel the Sith energy through there, and he takes a lot of the Jedi there to torture them. Perfect place for him to sit and reflect with a cup of tea on how the Sith Empire is going. You find out there is another Sith dude that is not doesn't show up in the Jedi or Sith archives. Name was Momin. He was pretty much cast out. If you're cast out by the Sith, you know that you're pretty dangerous. This dude is physically dead, but his body is his spirit is in his helmet. The helmet, the spirit can possess people and get it to do its bidding. It thrives on hate, discontent, blood, all that cool stuff that Sith love. So the Emperor, for some reason, gives this this mask, this helmet, to Darth Vader as a gift. If you know the Emperor, he doesn't give anything away without a reason. So we don't know if he's testing Vader or if he wants the mask to help further corrupt Vader. We will find out. So yeah, it's the name is Momin, M-O-M-I-N. He's one of the Sith that he was considered a heretic. He's been erased from the archives of the Sith and the Jedi. So this dude is he's a bad dude. And now Darth Vader has his helmet, probably going to get possessed. Okay, new on the shelf today, Batman Damned. I told you about it a little or a couple times throughout the weeks. It's from DC's new Black Label. It's more adult themed, darker content. This is the one where it starts out with Joker being dead and Batman is trying to investigate that. The storyline and it's not the only thing that's adult. You get to see Nightwing is not the only dick you'll see in Batman Damned. They've already censored it. DC kind of caught it too late. They've already censored it in their digital formats. In the print formats, though, you might want to go grab this. You actually get to see, if there's any question if Bruce Wayne is endowed, yeah, dude's hung. You can see the outline of his genitalia in some of the artwork here. So it's it might be one of those things that's going to turn into a collector's type item. First appearance of the Bat Penis in Batman Damned. And yes, I just coined that first appearance. You can use it if you want. Trademark pending. Let's jump over to games. One of the online games, the Rainbow Six Siege, they have a problem with people being... any type of online game you have, there's always players who want to be buttholes. They would kill their own team just because they're buttholes. They have nothing better to do. Rainbow Six has started instituting bans for that now. If it happens, for each instance, you know, the ban escalates in amount of time that you're banned. Up to, it looks like the fifth offense, you get banned for 7 days for matchmaking. You still play the game, you just can't go into a match because you kill your team. Why would anybody want to match up with you? So that's been a big problem with all online games, is people wanted to be, for lack of a better word, a butthole on their online games, and they just ruined the whole experience for other people, and eventually people quit playing because no one is policing the online buttholes. Well, Rainbow Six Siege is starting to do that. Hopefully other games will pick up on this and institute some type of punishment for bad behavior online in their games. A lot of them are starting to take that responsibility. And it's best for them anyway, because you don't want people to not play your game because they can't get anything done because of online buttholes. And that's you can have that phrase too. Smash Brothers Ultimate is going to be coming out here soon. They have released a ton of alternate costumes. These alternate costumes are really pretty cool. You've got, you know, let me scroll down here. You've got the old Link costume from Zelda. You get the tuxedoed Mario from Super Mario Odyssey. You get the construction worker Mario, even with his hard hat. Some Fire Emblem characters in there. Bayonetta's in there with her silvery costume. You're going to have... and my favorite is the Luchador Pikachu. If you Google it, I'm sure you'll find it. They've been talking about it for a while now. It's Pikachu wearing a really cute-looking little Luchador costume, including the mask. Really, really cool. This Smash Brothers Ultimate is due to be released on December 7th for Nintendo Switch. I'm not sure if these alternate costumes are included with that or if you have to earn them. I haven't seen that. They haven't really said how that's going to happen. Whether you're going to scan amiibos or you have to unlock it through some type of achievement. But we have seen pictures of them, and they're really cool. Especially if you like Smash Brothers. The last article that I have for you today. If you are a Funko Pop collector and a Black Panther fan, you are going to lose it over this new Black Panther Funko Pop they have. It is, if I understand correctly, a New York Comic Con exclusive. So you're either pretty much going to have to be at New York Comic Con and wait in an ungodly line, or buy it on third-party market, eBay, from somebody who did wait in line. Or I think they said a limited number of them will be going to a few Funko direct stores. So you might be able to pick one up that way. Either way, if you're a collector and a completionist, you're going to want this. It is Okoye, the Dana Guerrera, I can't pronounce her name right, Michonne from Walking Dead. Her character, the Black Panther's guard, it's when they went to the Korean casino to try to get the vibranium. They were going to buy the vibranium back from Claw, and you saw she was wearing a wig. Well, this Funko Pop is her wearing that red dress with her spear, wearing the wig. But here's the kicker. The wig is removable. And underneath that, you see the tattoo on her head. It's as far as pops go, I'm not a big pop collector. I like this one. It's really cool. I like the fact that it has a removable wig with the little, you know, the hidden tattoo under. It's just a little extra oomph to it that makes it that much more collectible in my eyes, more exclusive. Like I said, it's Funko New York Comic Con exclusive. If you know somebody going to New York Comic Con, you might want to beg them to wait in line, but they probably won't. Those lines are ungodly. I've waited in them before. I'll never do it again. Okay. Like I said, that's all the news I have for you on this new comic book day. Please subscribe to this YouTube channel. Like the video. Leave a comment. If you're listening on podcast, subscribe to us on your favorite podcast platform. And I will see you guys again tomorrow. Later, nerds.